This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We now bring you the concluding chapter in the love saga, written by Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow via text. And like I said earlier, be careful that you too don't become seduced by Chad's seductive language. Picking up where we left off, James and Elena had agreed to visit the temple the following morning. She returned to the hotel room, and after additional romance on the couch, they calmed their nerves enough to give each other a blessing. James placed his hands on her head. He connected with Elena's true eternal self. He knew he was in the presence of an exalted goddess who had returned to Earth to perform a special mission. This mission included being with him, and they would progress together as translated beings. The full plan wasn't yet completely clear to him, but the immense power radiating from her confirmed his belief she was among the greatest women in the universe. She then gave him a tremendous blessing that helped him realize how much she truly loved him and wanted to be with him forever. He was deeply humbled that such an incredible woman regarded him so highly. His heart burned as she blessed him, and he had glimpses come to his mind of not only their life in Jerusalem, but even as a couple on the previous earth. He knew they had been eternal companions for eons and that their love was beyond celestial. They embraced following the blessings, and their emotions they felt were a mixture of eternal bliss and telestial desire. The sexual chemistry was undeniable, but the spiritual unity was a glorious bonus for them both. They had only known each other for 3 weeks, but two lonely, misunderstood souls had finally found their best friend that they could trust and confide in. They arrived at the temple, and they both felt they should do ceilings together. They were soon seated in a ceiling room facing each other. Elena looked so stunning as she smiled at him. He seemed calm, with he felt quite nervous. Their opportunity soon came to kneel across the altar from each other, and as the sealer pronounced those sacred words, James and Elena knew they were now sealed as husband and wife for eternity. As the earthly sealing was taking place, a similar scene involving their spirits was happening on a higher plane, where they kissed and unified their souls. They knew they had just begun a new journey together that was eternal and never-ending. After the sealing, they went to lunch together, and they felt so comfortable. Everything felt so right. James could look into her eyes forever. Unless he was ordering the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity from IHOP. No, I'm kidding. That part was not there. Unless he was gently kissing her and telling her how much he loved her. Even when they held hands, there was a powerful vibration that exceeded the terrestrial world. They attended the conference, but their thoughts were completely focused on each other. James gave a talk that was well-received and sparked great interest in his books. Elena joined him at the selling table, and they sold more than 359 books within a couple of hours. But all they really wanted was to slip away and express their love to each other. They went to dinner with some friends, but afterwards they were able to find some time alone. They drove to a secluded area and slipped in the back seat. Elena was wearing a pair of incredibly sexy jeans. As she straddled James in the back seat, he once again grasped her fantastic bottom. She pushed him away, back into a reclining position, and their loins fit perfectly together. They kissed passionately and rhythmically, pulsated against each other. Their love was intense and uncontrollable, or undeniably real. James was now madly, crazily in love with her, and it was so wonderful to know she felt the same way about him too. One powerful moment happened earlier that day when Elena was listening to another speaker while James stayed at the table, but he thought he heard Elena say, "Come stand behind me." He went into the room and saw her standing against a wall. He moved behind her, and they discreetly touched. After a few minutes, he checked his phone and saw she had texted him that very sentence. At the stone, he heard her voice. I don't know what that means. That's what it says. It was a wonderful testament that they were already communicating with each other on a higher level. They helped clean up the conference, and Elena graciously allowed James to stay in a spare bedroom at her home that night. Nothing says romance like, he can have the spare. They visited with each other, friends, until after midnight, and they all went to bed. James anxiously hoped Elena would join him in the spare room. It took a while for everybody to settle into their beds, but once the house quieted down, James opened his door slightly and saw the wondrous sight of Elena approaching the room. They locked the door behind her and quickly got under the covers. He was wearing his athletic shorts and she was wearing tight, thin leggings and a loose top. They clung to each other and kissed desperately, hungrily. James placed his hands under her top and caressed her splendid breasts. She moaned happily and wrapped her legs around his waist. Only two thin layers of material separated their loins, and they could feel each other's most intimate body parts in detail. The intensity and spiritual vibration exceeded anything either one of them had ever felt before. They knew their spirits were actually intimately joined together, and it felt like they had left the telestial world. Elena soon got on top of James, and the rhythmic ecstasy continued for several more minutes. Towards the end, they both removed their tops, and they pressed their bodies together, skin on skin. They fit perfectly together, and their kisses were deep and frenzied. The desire for each other was beyond compare. As the reunion in the spare room came to a conclusion, lots of dry humping, I added that part. Raphael knew Elena was his perfect match. He forgot that he was James. He changed his name midway through this. They longed to stay entwined together, but it would be best to separate and get some rest. By 6 a.m., James couldn't stand the way. Couldn't stand to be away from her any longer. He went back to being James. He slipped into her bedroom and stood at her bedside. She was unbelievably gorgeous, and he greatly desired to join her in the bed and continued the previous night's activities. But there were other guests in the house who weren't yet aware of their sizzling love for each other. So he gently touched her shoulder to awaken her. Her eyes opened. Then she reached up and grabbed his arms and pulled him into bed. He smiled, realizing she wasn't fully awake and had likely been dreaming of him. He simply whispered that he loved her and hoped she would go walking with him through the neighborhood. He is a good writer, isn't he? I can see why he sold so many books. Because this man, gosh, he knows how to write. James and Elena had enjoyed a walk together the previous morning amongst the quiet streets of her gated community. The sensual attraction between them had been intense, and they had touched shoulders and held hands as they walked. They were like magnets that couldn't be separated. She had worn exercise leggings that drove him crazy with desire. The leggings emphasized her perfectly sculpted bottom, and it took all his willpower not to pull her to him and grasp that bottom firmly and powerfully with both hands while kissing her passionately. They went walking again the next morning. Unfortunately, a friend invited herself along, but James and Elena were still completely engrossed in each other. He had to catch a flight home later that morning, but he was able to give Elena a special blessing before departing. What if it involved balm? As he placed his hands on her head, he felt their spirits connect with a surge of power, and at that moment, his only desire in life was to be with her, as always, throughout eternity. And that desire had continued to intensify during the blessing. He was shown a great mission they would perform together. He knew this was an eternal union that would forever change the world. Tears filled his eyes to be in the presence of this holy goddess, and he was nearly overcome by the spirit as he sensed her true place in the universe as a majestic archangel. End of story. There you go. That is the entire text exchange, love letter, text exchange, romance novel from hell, whatever you want to call it. Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. Yeah, these two seem fit to stand trial, don't they? We have continuing coverage for you of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. We have a reporter on the ground, and we'll be bringing you detailed coverage like no other every single day here on the podcast. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of that. And if you want to relive the romance, you can always, you know, put it on repeat. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.